Hello, everyone. Welcome to Parkside Today. I'm John Melke. It's a pleasure to be joined by three UW Parkside students who are currently Food Share Outreach interns. Olivia Wagner, Crystal Slay, and Alyssa Berg, welcome to Parkside Today.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello. How are you guys?
I think everybody's fine. We'll assume everybody's fine out there. We'll assume that. We don't know, but we'll assume that. Before we get into the Food Share program, which is a federal food assistance program intended to help stop hunger and improve the health of individuals who qualify for the program, let's find out more about each of you. So, Alyssa, let's start with you. Tell us about, you know, where you're from, what you're majoring in here at UW Parkside.
Great, awesome. Well, my name's Alyssa Berg. I'm a junior here at Parkside. I'm studying sociology, and I have various certificate programs declared, but I am from Genoa City, Wisconsin. I graduated high school at Badger High School in Lake Geneva.
Okay.
And
I see here from the notes that I have that you're a 2019-2020 Len Iaquinta Scholarship recipient.
I am.
And Len is a good friend, so I wanted to make sure we mentioned that. He's a good guy. So maybe he's even listening. Who knows?
Well, thank you, Len.
And Crystal, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm Crystal Slay. I'm a senior here at Parkside. I'm from North Chicago, Illinois, literally 10 minutes from Six Flags, if you don't know where that's from.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated from North Chicago Community High School. I'm majoring in sociology, a minor in ethnic studies, and a certificate in diversity and inclusion.
Okay.
So, quite a bit.
And Olivia, tell us about yourself.
My name is Olivia Wagner. I am from Vinford Harbor, Illinois. Not many people know about it, but that's okay. It's a very small town.
Mm-hmm.
But I am currently majoring in psychology with a minor in sociology, and I am currently going to get a certificate in mental health, and I am planning on graduating this May.
Well, great. Congratulations. And I didn't ask that question of Alyssa and Crystal. When do each of you graduate or plan to graduate?
Well, I'm supposed to graduate May of 2020, but it's seeming probably May of 2021.
Okay, good.
And I am due to graduate in May of 2019.
Okay, so we're you're both May of 19,
mm-hmm.
and you're May of 21. So good luck to you, Alyssa, on hitting that 2021 date. Congratulations to Olivia and Crystal on graduating here in, what are we, about 6 weeks away, right?
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I'm sure that you have nothing going on class-wise that, you know, you'd have to get finished in the next 6 weeks or anything like that. I have a few things to do there. The Food Share program that the three of you are involved with, and I don't care who starts out here, but how did each of you get involved in the program?
I guess I'll start because I was the first one to initially actually start the program.
Okay.
So over the winter break, this past winter break, I went to my advisor, Dr. Shia Kim, and she initially told me about the internship. And she just like, oh, go ahead and apply. They're looking for a few students. So we corresponded over the break, and she initially told me about the internship. I applied. They interviewed me and mm-hmm. they liked me and I liked what they did and I like what I'm doing. So
sure.
It was sure. pretty cool.
Good. Good. Alyssa.
I started my internship probably about, I heard about it about 2 weeks before orientation. So they were looking for 1 to 2 more, students to get involved. And I received an email from Mary Wade
mm-hmm.
about the internship and I jumped on it because I thought it was a great opportunity, and it's exactly what I've been waiting for to see in an internship, because there have been many internship opportunities, mm-hmm. but this is something where I just felt like it was for me, so I am really glad I applied, and I talked to Stephanie and Raina. There are, I guess,
correspondents for us working mm-hmm. the okay. internship through yep. Feeding America.
Yep, yep.
So,
okay.
And they liked me, and I liked liked what they did. So here I am.
Good. Fantastic. Olivia, how about you?
So I'm in similar boat as Alyssa. I actually received an email. Yeah, an email prior to the orientation. And it actually really caught my attention because they're talking about future outreach. I was like, oh, okay. This is a new internship. This is something new that I haven't really heard about on other campuses. So it definitely intrigued me on, like, what we were going to do on campus. And so far, I've enjoyed doing what we have been doing, especially meeting such great people such as Steve Wallner, Mary Wade, Stephanie and Raina. They've been very helpful and just learning along the way about what this program is really about.
Mm-hmm. So there's my next question. And let's see. Alyssa, you kick that one off. Crystal, I'll let you kick this one off. What is, from your standpoint as an intern, if someone said to you, comes up on the street and says, Crystal, I hear you're a food share outreach intern. What does that mean? What do you do?
I guess to go into detail, but not to get too into detail. Mm-hmm. A food share, our internship is basically to help, we're specialists to help students see if they're eligible to receive the benefits of food share, which can include food stamps, finding local pantries, Medicare, just benefits that the government receives that students don't know that they can get through the state of Wisconsin.
Sure. So the benefit may be out there, but the student isn't aware that particular program isn't even available.
Sometimes they don't believe that they can get them because they're still living at home. And because, you know, Parkside is a pretty big commuter school, a lot of students don't believe that because they live at home, they can't receive these benefits. But if they're just at home and they're helping pay with rent and they're not really, their parents or whoever they're living with isn't contributing to their, you know, lifestyle, then this opportunity for us to help screen them will give them the push to see if they can get these benefits or not.
Right.
I don't know if I elaborated that enough. You guys want to add to that or anything, but
Well, there are certain qualifications students must meet. Mm-hmm. Like say in Crystal's example, if you do live at home, you must be over 22 years old in order to for your income to even be separate from your parents. Don't ask why it's 22. That's just the magic number, I guess, when it comes to
food
share. I guess this food share program to me is so personal is because I'm a student and I'm a mother and I have a 3-year-old daughter and I don't think I could have made it through or gotten this far through school if it weren't for the program. So I know how important it is and how a lot of students on our campus don't know about it or they feel like somebody else might need it more than them.
Right.
But the program is there and it's there for everybody who qualifies. Mm-hmm. So, and it doesn't hurt to spend 5 minutes to see if you qualify. So a lot of our time, I guess, is in our outreach is just spent screening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say more than definitely more than half qualified to receive some kind of assistance. And then from then we help them with starting their application process, which it's rather lengthy.
Just to add to that, it's definitely a stigma for a lot of students.
Oh, yeah. Because
some feel, like she said, that they're taking away from people who really need it, when in fact it is known that college campuses or college students in general struggle with hunger and food and being able to receive medical care and stuff like that. So with this program, we're definitely trying to push this onto the students in a very aggressive but very nice manner so that way they know.
It's nothing to be, it's not anything to be ashamed of. And also, eating ramen noodles every night is not okay either.
No,
so
no.
We want to get rid of the stigma and let college students know that we're in the same boat. And we want to make it easier on them. So,
right. So before I go over to you, Olivia, I'm going to come back to Alyssa. How when you said that you knew of the program before becoming an intern, before becoming an intern, how did you become aware of the program?
I became aware of the program because I'm on public assistance.
Okay.
I receive help with daycare, and I receive a food share. And I don't remember how. I probably through the WIC office. I think they told me about food share.
Okay.
I think that's how I heard of it in the first place, but. Yeah, it's not something that a lot of people talk about. So when I heard about it, I'm like, it didn't, like, really? People are just going to, I just apply and I'll get food every month or money to buy groceries.
Right.
And yeah, it's as simple as that. If your budget, if your income is low enough, or it's to help subsidize and make it so you're not struggling as much every month.
Sure.
And
sure.
All I know is if it weren't for the program, I wouldn't be where I'm at because it's helped me so much.
Good.
So
good.
And I know how much it could help someone else. There's so many people on our campus who aren't aware or don't even take the time to apply because of the fear of being rejected or being told no.
Right.
Or the fear of
not doing anything really.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot, but I mean, as students and even her being able to receive them can show that it's a possibility.
So. Sure, sure.
Like the assistance is there, and it's hard enough to reach out and ask for help and recognize that you need the help. So I think our job is to kind of get rid of that and make it easier because it's not, you're not alone in the struggle, and a lot of us are. Right. A lot of us are struggling. So,
sure.
And if we make it less uncomfortable in some way for them, imagine how.
Well, I certainly, I'm not going to say that I can put myself in everyone's shoes. I can't. But I do believe that I have enough experience to know that if you do have a challenge, whether it be an emotional challenge, a financial challenge, a physical challenge, sometimes the hardest thing to do is to figure out that even if you know that help is available, to be able to go, I'm going to go pursue that and talk to someone about whatever that challenge might be.
It's very hard.
Right, So, Olivia, from your perspective as an intern, what sort of reaction do you get when you're talking to other students or you're talking about the program? What kind of reaction do you get from other students or people you're talking to?
So the general reaction that I get from students is most time they're surprised about, like, our internship and what we're doing on campus. They're like, wait, this is going on? And they're just really surprised because I know that it was just recently introduced this semester, but like, oh, well, some of them, they are really interested and they do try to pass this information along to their friends.
Okay.
Others, not much, but the ones who do pass it on to their friends, though, they are like, yeah, we definitely want to try to destigmatize, like Alyssa said, like the stigma of reaching out for help when needed, especially when it comes to food, because you know that it sometimes is really hard to actually like put food out onto a table for families, and it is like essential to help them and let them know, like, hey, we're there for you, we can help you.
Right. And Crystal, how about you? What sort of reaction do you get from other students when you either want to have the conversation with them or ask about having a conversation with them?
So I've reached out to a few students on campus. I reached out to Black Student Union, which I'm a part of as well. We reached out to Office of Multicultural Student Affairs. And the reaction from just even talking to them is like, oh, wow. So you guys are here to help us receive the benefits that they can receive. Like, you know, like, so pretty much the reaction is, you know, it's kind of like, oh, but I'm interested. Can I hear more? I want to know what all I have to do. And when they find out, it only takes 5 minutes to just see if they're eligible. And then once they're eligible, they can see literally how much, what they're eligible for as far as, like the Medicare or just the food stamps or just it's stuff like that. Like, and that surprises them because they just like at one point were like we were saying that no one ever thought they would be able to receive them. They never tried.
Right.
And us even just being on the bridge for an hour Monday and Wednesdays would change that because people are coming up to us like, what is Feeding America? We even got a few girls today that were like, are there volunteer opportunities for working with you guys? And granted, I think we should start doing that. So the reaction is way different than what I originally expected because of, like we said, the stigma is very big on hunger in college.
And going off what you said, Crystal, I actually had someone actually approached me earlier today while we were doing Bridge Table. They're actually asking if, well, is there anywhere that we can donate this, where we could possibly donate some food to? But sadly, we don't have anything set up on campus, but hopefully we can get like a food pantry set up sometime soon.
We were fortunate enough, actually, this past, over spring break, we were invited to attend a conference in the Wisconsin Dells, the Health and Hunger Summit, or Hunger and Health Summit. And there we met a lot of students from other campuses about programs they offer on their campuses. And various ways they help students when they're in need of food. So they're like UW-Madison, they have an emergency food program. You can only use it once, but I think they called it Badger Fair. And you apply and you get a one-time like $25 grocery card. Or like a meal plan, I guess.
Well, and meal, it gets them food for a couple of,
buys them a couple meals. Or they have an on-campus food pantry, or and they have connections with.
I know one of them they said was Pick and Save, where Pick and Save
donates
produce, a few things. Yeah, especially like healthier options of food to the students. So that way they could eat. Because they might just have enough to pay for school and then pay for a shelter. And then food is like something they're like, okay, I can go without for a couple of days, you know. And with the program, that $25 like card that helps them get a few groceries so they can survive for those couple of meals. Or the pantries that they have on campus, which is very essential for a school big as Madison. That's what most kids commute, most kids stay on campus, but it helps whatever student that needs it. So.
A similar program, well, similar. But Marquette College, they have this, they call it the Backpack Program, where students can anonymously fill out an application online on the student, on their website.
There's no qualifications.
And if they're in need of something, they can... feminine hygiene products, groceries, something. They write in their requests and they leave their empty bag in. They have like a there's a small location right now, but they're wanting to expand it because the need on the campus is really great and they've had so many donors and so, and then they just come pick up their bag anonymously.
And you kind of tell them kind of in a way what you really need. So, like, this month I might not need as much food, but I do need things such as laundry detergent or soap or just little things that can help them get to a better position. So they're not always like, oh, I need this, but can't afford it. So
it's hard to be good students and go to class on time and make sure you get all your homework done and studying when you're hungry.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the most basic need that every student needs to, and it needs to be fulfilled. And sure. not everyone's mm-hmm. getting it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know this is kind of shifting gears a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's a really interesting conversation. And I don't, when you said about hard to keep doing schoolwork or that whenever there's something in life that's distracting, mm-hmm. right? It mm-hmm. takes away from your focus yeah. of being able to just to focus. Here's what I need to do right now. I need to study and get these classes done so that I can graduate. Right. And if your mind is off someplace else, it doesn't, you can't do that because you're thinking about something like I'm hungry and I don't mm-hmm. know how I'm going to get food or I'm, yeah. you know, what that case might be. But for each of you, what was it about having an internship that was, regardless of this particular internship, what was it about having an internship that motivated you to pursue that?
I guess I'll start. I never knew exactly why I needed an internship. I was just always told by advisors that mm-hmm. it'll help prepare you for your career.
Right.
And I, nobody in my family's even gone to college, or has even had an internship. So I guess I just wanted to see what it was all about. And mm-hmm. and I know that it will help me.
Yeah.
And it's helped me in more ways than I even knew. Mm-hmm. And it's only been a month.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Also, this is the field I want to stay right. in. So it, granted, it helped me in some different ways, I guess, than I don't know what other internships.
Well, the connections and the networking.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And you meet other people. It's not, you're right. It's a different thing that you're doing.
Mm. I mean, my advisor, she pushed me for this internship in a way.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, just try out the internship. I mean, I kind of needed it for a class, but then it's also like it gave me a push to see what's out there. And this is something, this particular internship was the description was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of something I want to get into post my graduation mm-hmm. from college. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How about you, Olivia?
Let's see, going off what Tristan and Lissa said, I just heard from mainly my friends just telling me, well, you kind of do need an internship because not only does this look good on your applications once you go for grad school, but it's also an amazing opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But little did I realize it actually is an amazing opportunity because I have met so many wonderful people so far through this internship, as well as built up a very well network of
mm-hmm.
people, and I just like getting to know everyone, as well as this would be something that I would possibly consider down the road.
Sure. How did each of you decide to come to Parkside?
For me, it was a matter of convenience because I didn't have any options. I had my daughter when I was a senior in high school,
mm-hmm.
and UW-Parkside was just the closest thing to me. So that's where I came in. But I have had the opportunity to transfer schools, but right when I started feeling like Parkside, I loved the community, like how small it was. And it just felt like all my professors knew me. I knew everybody in the halls. It was kind of like high school. Like you just know everybody and it kind of just like a family.
Uh-huh.
So I could never leave Parkside. Well, until I graduate, of course.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But you know, even then, I'll probably be back.
The number of people that are, when we have convocation in the fall, and one of the things that we do is we ask alumni who are now employees
mm-hmm.
to stand. Mm-hmm. It's a big group.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people here who went to school here, and maybe that's it. I just loved it so much, I thought I would stay.
Yeah, so, I didn't think I didn't know what to expect, but I love Parkside.
Yeah, so. And it was last week, and my brain just went away there for a second, but we were talking to other students, and they said exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. They said that when it was, what did you like about Parkside? It was, my professors know who I am. Mm-hmm. I know who my professors are. And it came up. It comes up all the time when we're talking to alumni. Yeah. It's, what did you like about Parkside? My professors knew me. I knew my professors. And and if you only heard it once or twice, you'd go, okay, well, whatever.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
you hear it all the time. So,
true.
Olivia, why, how did you how did, see? I didn't know whether I was going to. Nobody can see in here, but Crystal's over there.
No.
Olivia, what drew you to Parkside?
No, it's fine. So I actually in spring of 2017, I actually transferred over from College of Lake County and Lake.
Yep.
And I did similar reason to Alyssa, because not only is it more affordable for my family, but as I have been here since then, I really have come to like the campus size, as well as like really being very well connected with my professors and being able to recognize them outside of class, but hey, this professor.
Mm-hmm. Right. Crystal?
So I graduated high school and I decided that I wanted to go away to college, and I really thought I was going to go like away.
You went away.
But my mom, because I think I originally planned to go somewhere in North Carolina. I personally was like, I just want to go away. I just want to go far.
Yeah.
But then my mom like threw more options, and she's like, well, what about schools in Illinois? And I'm like, no, I don't want to stay in Illinois. I kind of want to leave. Yeah, I wanted to go far enough.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, what about Parkside? And I'm like, oh, I remember them. I remember going to so many like trips here and going to Carthage. And my mom was like, well, just apply to Parkside, see if you get in. We'll go on the orientation, see if you like it. And I actually got here, and it was actually a really, really nice campus. I like, as they said, that I know my professors. I like that it's, 45 minutes away from my home, so I far enough away, but I can still go home anytime I want.
Yeah. If you drove slow, you could turn it into an hour. It's an hour away.
I guess what made it great for me is that the location. It's definitely a beautiful campus, especially during fall and winter, because the leaves change and it makes.
Yeah.
And then we have the beautiful Pets Park over there.
Yeah.
The campus, and I guess I cannot stress enough that I know my professors, and that's important when you want to learn and you're struggling with certain things. You can go and just talk to them, and they'll be more understanding and helpful to you. So that's important to me.
Yeah.
I remember I was in fifth grade, and I had solo and ensemble, and it was at UW Parkside.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember thinking to myself, I'm going to go here one day. I'm going to go here. And like, and then look at me now.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Well, each year it's like, what, it's like 3,000 maybe students that come to solo and ensemble. It's a big group each year.
It's huge.
Comes for that. So we have a couple of minutes left in the program, and you know, the programs always go by really quickly, and the faster they go by, at least for me anyway, the more fun I'm having. So, because the conversation's good, and it's really interesting to hear your stories. For each of you, tell me a little bit about if we were to have this conversation 3 or 4 years from now, what do you think you're going to be doing?
3 to 4 years from
3 to 4 years, because I got to get past your graduate. I was going to say 2, but you guys are 21, right? Or who's 21?
I'm 21.
Alyssa,
but 21 and graduating. I'm shooting for 2020, but really,
okay,
realistically,
we'll go
2021.
We'll go 2 years. What are we going to be doing 2 years from now?
2 years from now, I really do want to work with homelessness, and also want to work with foster care.
Okay.
I kind of, for foster care, I kind of want to not let the children who are in a situation that are being taken from their parents get split up. So if there's a family of kids that are five, there's like five or six kids in a family, they don't get split up in different age groups, and that they're able to stay together, because that's the worst time to be split up, is when you're being pulled away from your parents, and then it messes them up, you know, emotionally. And then with the homeless, I just want to advocate for them, to so that way there's other options for them. And if things happen, we can put them in a position to better themselves and get out of the position that they are in. Hopefully, I'll be doing one or even both of them, doing non-profitable events and charities, and just, I really want to help.
That's good.
I think there's other ways of helping, and I think that's like my main, like,
calling.
That's what I really want to do. So. Yeah.
Good. Olivia.
Let's see. I hope to be in graduate school for clinical psychology. What I really like about the field is that you can work with individuals and with just about anything. That's actually some of my current work. It's just like working with individuals and providing them the, I think it's social support that they need, as well as emotional support for individuals. I'm helping work with like kids, teenagers, helping them deal with any issues from possibly like depression to anxiety within that range.
Good. Alyssa?
I would really, 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 really love to love to I want to work with the within the community as like a community outreach engagement officer. I don't know the exact terminology, but or work with a nonprofit organization. I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of nonprofits, and I just feel that's what's calling me the most. So,
good.
Whether that be, for a while I wanted to work as like the head of a food pantry, and maybe that will happen. I don't know.
Maybe. Hey, maybe we'll be working together soon.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I appreciate the three of you taking time to be on Parkside today and tell us about the your role here at UW Parkside, and what sounds like your passion for the food share outreach program as interns. Alyssa Berg, Olivia Wagner, and Crystal Slay, thank you very much for taking time with us today.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
No problem.